Hurry, I have blue balls.
To our radio show. It's the new improved podcast. Okay, maybe not improved, but it's our new thing. And I'm here with Jordan B. Sanders.
Yeah, what's up?
And Mike the Hammer K. Kladzinski.
Yeah! What's up?
And yeah, we're basically just going to talk about some songs and then play some songs and then talk about them some more. It's going to be awesome. Who wants to go first?
Not it.
Dang! I guess that just leaves me, because I did not say not it. All right, so cool story. When I was trying to think of two songs to come up with, I was like, man, I really want to play something that I really, really love, but lots of the stuff that I really love is like wienery ballads. So I was like, man, I gotta play something hardcore too. And I was like, man, I really want to play some Camelot. So anyways, I was watching Stardust today, and that song, the theme song at the end is called Rule the World by Take That. And I was like, ooh, I want to use that one. So I started looking it up, and lo and behold, Rule the World by Camelot came up.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, hell yeah. That's it. Those are my two songs. So yeah, I guess I'll play the first one I want to play for you, everybody, is Rule the World by Take That, so I can end on a hardcore note instead of a wussy note. But anyway,
a wienery note.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, so this song is from the Stardust soundtrack, and I really like it because I think the lyrics are particularly pretty.
Sexy.
And actually, it kind of reminds me of Coldplay's Yellow, but that song has been played out, so I like this one better. It's a good song for belting at the top of your lungs while you're cruising down the freeway alone. And the first time I heard it, I thought they were literally talking about the characters in the movie, because at the 1:11 mark, the lead singer starts singing If Angels Cry. But he holds out the beginning of Angels, so it sounds like he's saying Yvain. So,
Oh, yeah.
Listen for that, because Yvain's one of the... If you guys haven't seen it, she's the star in the movie, and it's so good, you should see it.
That's a good movie. Yeah, if you haven't seen that, you need to go see it.
Definitely. But yeah, so here it is.
You light the skies up above me. A star so bright, you blind me, yeah. Don't close your eyes, don't fade away, don't fade.
We can rule.
tonight. They're lighting up the sky tonight. For you, for you. All the stars are coming out tonight. They're lighting up the sky tonight. For you, for you.
Song in the radio show.
I liked some of the string work around 2:15 ish to basically the end. That's kind of cool. I like how I like pop songs, or you know, more poppy type songs that do that sort of stuff, because it gives it a lot more texture than just, you know, the plain guitar beginning to end type of deal.
Agreed.
Yeah, that song made me want to climb a mountain for some reason. Like, I felt like I just kept on picturing that scene in Hercules where he's climbing over the mountain.
Yes.
Sorry, I like Disney movies. I'm a guy.
Whatever, man. Don't judge me. No, yeah, that was cool. It was a very uplifting sounding song.
Agreed. Yeah.
Definitely.
Such a good movie.
So how are we doing this, Donna? Are you going to do your second one, or are we going to do a roundtable? Or since this is your show, maybe we haven't told the audience that, but this is Miss Just Donna's show. How are we doing this?
I think we should go with a roundtable. That way nobody gets bored by just one flavor.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to mix the pod a little bit.
Exactly.
I like it when pods are mixed.
Yeah, yeah. So is it you or me, brother?
You go.
Okay. So I wanted to do something interesting with my picks. I wanted to kind of sort of give a history of the sort of music I've been into, like where it started and where it went. But I didn't want to do that with both of my songs, which we all picked two songs for the show. So the first song is that. So I'm going to try to do this probably the first several episodes, kind of give like a tour of, you know, the evolution of the kind of stuff that I listen to. So that's what the first song is. And the other song is just going to be something that I pick because I think it's a really cool song. So the first song that I'm picking this time is a song called Reject by Living Sacrifice. And I'm skipping some of my boring history of music, or the stuff that like a lot of people probably are pretty familiar with. Like, you know, I listened to a lot of early on, I listened to a lot of classic rock and even some, like, you know, 70s funk type stuff, and then some 80s some more 80s dance type stuff and 80s rock. And then I got into when I got into the more modern stuff, I got into like Nirvana, and then I got into Metallica really big for a while. So I'm not going to pick any of that, because it's kind of boring, or can be boring, or people already are really familiar with that kind of stuff. But when I first started to get into like heavier type of stuff, Living Sacrifice was one of the first bands I got into. So I really like this song. there is a breakdown, and I did not do my due diligence to find where this breakdown is. I will actually, after we play the song, I will tell you where it is so that you can look. We'll be providing YouTube links or links in, so that you can listen to these songs in some way. And the, if we mention any times, that's what the reference is going to be, is like the links that we give. But I will, after we play this song, I will give you the time for the breakdown. If you didn't happen to notice it listening to it, but that was one of the big things I liked about Living Sacrifice, is that they really got me into, to, you know, metal, like core breakdowns, you know, the star core stuff. But yeah, this song is Reject by Living Sacrifice. That breakdown was like around 104 is when the call started, but yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty awesome breakdown.
I know, right? That was like one of the first breakdowns in any song I'd ever heard, and I thought it was like the coolest thing ever.
That China that he has, that is the most like thrashy sounding China I've ever heard.
Oh yeah, and that's totally where, you know, rip off the Ride the China to the end of the song, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I like the way you can still understand what the lead singer is saying, even though he's screaming the whole time.
Oh yeah, it's
yeah. That always really pisses me off when dudes scream and you have no clue what they're saying.
That's funny that you say that because like you should hear the two Living Sacrifice albums before the one that that song's on. Like I had a different singer; it was their old bassist, and yeah, you literally cannot understand anything, especially their second album. It's like it's bad. I mean, it's pretty cool music, but. Literally, it sounds like. All right, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing. It's like a different timbre or whatever, but it's that doesn't give you an excuse to like not speak.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, Living Sacrifice, they're some pretty intense stuff.
Definitely.
So that's pretty filthy.
Yeah. So. It's
my turn.
Yeah, I think it's your turn.
I hope you guys don't hate me for the length of this song. I picked Dream Theater's epic 46-minute long.
Oh, dude.
Just kidding. Donna was scared for a second there, weren't you?
I totally was.
Okay, so my song, it just came out last month sometime, the beginning of last month, something like that. It is called... When All Is Lost by Symphony X.
Mm.
Yes, it is one of the more dynamic songs that is, like, I don't know. I can't even describe it. I guess you're going to listen to it in about 5 seconds, but it's just, it starts off with piano stuff, and, like, there's a progressive part in the middle of it. There's, like, of course, heavy things that happen, and then, you know, the typical... Symphony X vocals or whatever, and then there's like even a part I think it's a little bit after the middle that's it's kind of like a stadium rock part and just stuff like that, so it's like a big mixture of a bunch of different things, but the way that it's laid out, it's extremely dynamic and it makes me moist.
Please tell me there's an 8-minute guitar solo.
Yes, of course.
Excellent.
Like a candle in the wind, what could have been? With just one kiss goodbye, you spread your wings to fly far away. Somehow, someday, you will understand. I hope.
close my eyes, lost in that memory. Like a candle in the wind, what could have been? With just one kiss goodbye, you spread your wings to fly far away.
That song's badass.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth 9 minutes, so that's why I was like, oh, I can't pick this, it's too long, but you know.
No, that was totally worth it. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's on my download now list.
I made notes, dude. That at 2:50, there's a sweet ass guitar riff, man. Like, I think it's the part you were talking about. That's the prog section, or I mean, the whole song's progressive, but you know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, 7/8 or something like that. I didn't listen close enough.
But... I totally heard that same thing. I was like, oh, it's so freaking sweet.
Yeah.
Before I got to mark it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then I think around like 4:40, there's that transition part where there's the organ in the background, and then it does it for a few times, and then it drops out to acoustic guitar. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was incredible.
Yeah, I think they are awesome at arranging music.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And the thing is, like, the last time that I was, like, really listening to them was around, like, Sea of Lies, and this is, like, the production quality on this is, like, way better.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely.
And, yeah, that's good stuff, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, minutes 6 through 8, first I wanted to cry, and then I wanted to punch myself in the face, and then I wanted to shake my fist at the sky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So awesome. And I love the lead singer's voice.
He's... Oh, man. I would have sex with his voice as many times as I could if I could.
Yes.
Yeah, his voice is a lot stronger now, to my ear at least.
Yeah, he did a solo project. It's more like a duet project with another guy. I forgot the other guy's name, but it's like it sounds like that, but it's a lot, like all the songs sound like that, except they're a little bit more rockish.
That's cool. Yeah, that's. They have a much better singer than James LeBrie is.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, that's an awesome song, dude. I'm glad you picked that one, because I would not. They're kind of off my radar, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And now that really brought them back on it, so that's awesome.
Yeah, that album and their last one, Paradise Lost, that is one of my favorite albums ever. Like, it's just, yeah.
Very cool.
To be concluded on another pod thingy. Do we have a name for this?
Order of Tier Radio Show, I guess. That's what I thought.
All right.
I guess that's the way it is.
All right. Well, back to me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm moving on to my second song titled Rule the World by Camelot this time.
Mariette.
I love this song.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So freaking sweet. But yeah, as I was looking at videos and lyrics and stuff, I found out the saddest news ever, which is Roy Khan has officially left the band.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, I knew he had left and that he wasn't going on tour with them, but I did not know that he had officially severed all ties.
Yeah, Lindsay and I had a cry party when we found.
I know, I was so super bummed. I don't even know. I mean, I know that they're touring with the lead singer from Rhapsody, but I don't like his voice nearly as much.
Well, it's not the same kind of character. It doesn't. I haven't heard him sing their music, but I can't imagine it fitting.
Me neither.
Really fitting music.
It's totally different. It's a little more obnoxious, which fits for Rhapsody, but
oh yeah,
Camelot, meh. But, yeah, there were rumors about him leaving for religious reasons.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that's like, strange. I thought he was, like, depressed or something.
Yeah, I don't know. This song makes me think that maybe he might be bipolar, based on the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, in his statement that he issued about leaving, he said, "Oh, God was there after all." That was, like, his closing remark.
Interesting.
So yeah, rumors have been swirling around. But yeah, anyways. This song is super sweet. I really like the lyrics, and chances are, 9 times out of 10, the main reason I like songs is for lyrics. Unlike you guys, so it makes a good mix for the song. I mean, this radio show, that I tend to choose things based on lyrics, and you guys choose based on music.
Oh yeah, totally.
Who knew?
So yeah, here it is. We'll be right back.
sex.
Yeah, super sweet guitar solo.
Man.
It's funny that you you're saying how you'd pick songs based on lyrics and we pick songs based on music, because I really like that song and I like the music. I really like, you know, like the ethnic sort of feel to it. But I would not have picked that as if I were picking a Camelot song. I wouldn't have picked that one based on the music, but it's something. It's an interesting thing to think that a band like that can have such a good song when I don't know where I'm trying to go with this. I like the song a lot, and it's not because of the music, but the music helps to underscore that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Camelot's one of those bands where like everything comes together and makes it perfect.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yes. I think that's what I'm trying to shoot for. It's and that's why it's such a devastating thing that, you know, Khan's gone, because it's like,
yeah.
Man.
I love that dude's voice, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's like, it's like his voice directs the rest of the band. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Agreed.
Yeah, and all those freaking pinch harmonics in that guitar part. Those are like my thing, and that happened like every other note, and that was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite lyrical line in that song is the part where he sings, "Sometimes I crumble when the shades unfurl, and sometimes I feel that I could rule the world." I was totally having one of those days today where it was like, "Sometimes I crumble when the shades unfurl," and then there are other days when I do feel like I could rule the world. I can totally relate to that.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna miss Roy Khan.
That is sad.
And I really like their choice of instrumentation that they use on some of these songs. Well, I mean, all of them, but...
Yeah, I think that's another good point.
This is really interesting, but it's awesome.
Yeah, they do make some, sometimes it seems, unconventional choices for certain instruments, but...
Yeah.
It gives them, like, their own flavor, you know?
Right,
that's what's really cool about it. Yeah, I like that band a lot. I guess it's my turn again, then, huh?
Yeah, indeed. Go.
So, the second song that I picked is more indicative of the kind of music I currently listen to. And actually, I hadn't listened to this band in several months. Just because, you know, I've been listening to a whole bunch of other stuff, and I have so many bands that I like that it's hard to always listen to everything because I don't, you know. There are only 24 hours in a day. So, actually, when I was driving back up here from Memphis, I had this CD in my car, and I was like, oh, yeah, I haven't listened to that in a long time. And so I popped it in. And the band is Coronatus, and they're...
I'm they're, excited.
Yeah, they have good music. But they're a dual female-fronted gothic metal band, and it's really awesome. Their first two CDs are incredible, like cover to cover incredible. And then their third CD, not so much. It's so sad. It's not like the third CD's bad at all. It's just, it can't even touch the first two. I'm just hoping that their next one is sort of a turning back to what their first two were. But yeah, they're from Germany. And the thing that I think is really cool is, at least I'm fairly certain they're from Germany, because some of their lyrics are in German. Like, some of them are in English and some are in German. And I really like the German language, and I think it sounds really cool in the context of, you know, gothic metal. And but this song that I picked, the lyrics are in English, and I think this is a pretty good song to show you in general what kind of music they are. I will probably pick some more of their stuff later just because I, like, absolutely love their music. It's just really, really good stuff. But the song that I picked is, it's called Scream of the Butterfly. It has more of a, almost like a pop structure to it, but it's, like, it's metal, and it's awesome, and that's pretty much all I'm going to say. I'm just going to go ahead and leave you with it.
Have you ever heard this, Donna?
I don't think so.
You're gonna like it.
Oh wow! Love it. Heard this? Have you ever heard Coronatus at all?
I don't know. It sounds familiar, but like you, I have so much metal that my library is often just on Camelot and Epica and Nightwish.
Yeah, I know that feeling. The cool thing about this is, like, one of their singers is more operatic and one's more pop sort of sounding.
I feel like I have heard them. I just haven't listened to them a lot or enough to know that I have heard them.
If you've been around us much, you've probably heard, especially, yeah. And Lindsay likes them too, so, you know. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and stop talking and let you hear this awesome song. It's Coronatus. The song's called Scream of the Butterfly.
Hurry, I have blue balls.
That song.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I definitely have it.
Yeah, that Definitely. If you enjoy that album, or that song, I think you enjoy the whole album, Looks mm-hmm. Cactus. Also, if you enjoyed that, check out their second album as well, Porta Obscura. Both of those albums are just full of incredible music. The mm-hmm. third album, I've only listened through it like twice, and it's okay. It's called Fabula Magna, but it's a little different. It's really hard to explain how it's different, but oh man, I can't describe how good to me the first two albums sound. And
you don't have to, I already know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
Definitely, it's worth taking the time to take a listen through them. And the thing is, this is one of those experiences that I had where, you know how everybody's trying to take music off of YouTube and try to censor it and pull it down and like, no, don't put it up there. Well, I never would have heard of this band if it weren't for them being on YouTube or like somebody having uploaded their stuff to YouTube.
Yep.
I was listening to Epica or something like that, and somehow, you know, the infinite link trail that you take on I got around to Coronatus and I was like, this is awesome. And so
I feel like all that it just promotes you to put that stuff out there for free, because if people really like you, they'll go out and buy it.
Absolutely.
And it's like, if you don't let people hear it, it's how do they know what they're buying? And it's like anything, just about any product out there, if you're gonna get it, you can look at it, you can use it some way beforehand. Whatever. I really think that, you know, you can like you said, Donna, you can only benefit from letting people hear your music for free. Yep.
True facts.
That's why I said it.
Sorry. So yeah, I love that song. I love that band.
Yeah, me too.
They have a different one of their singers left, and they have a different singer now. So, I don't know which one it was. I have to check that out to be sure. But that kind of stinks. But
what
yeah.
is it with singers leaving?
I don't know, man. But it's kind of hard, I guess, when you have two lead singers like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's. I don't think it was necessarily an ego thing or like a necessarily a bad, you know, departure. I think it was just somebody got busy and just couldn't do it.
Don't worry, guys. I won't leave you.
Awesome.
That's good to know.
Yeah. All right.
As long as you don't kick me out.
I wake up with, you know, night sweats sometimes, afraid that Donna's about to leave the band.
It happens, bro.
Yeah.
I would cry if you guys kicked me out. Weeks, even.
So, Mr. Hammer K.
Yeah, so similarly, this is a band that I would not have heard of if they were not on YouTube. And this band is, I guess you say it, Von Canto.
Oh, yeah.
It is an a cappella metal band. What do they call it?
Dang!
Oh, yeah.
They call it
Hero. I've never even heard of that.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, man.
You're going to like these guys.
They call it Hero Metal a cappella.
Oh.
And basically what it is it's a heavy power metal sound, and they have real drums. But real drums, that's about it. Everything else you hear is all vocals. Even they have like guitar solos, and it's just a dude with distortion on his voice doing a guitar solo. Yeah. Yeah, so this song is called Lost Forever. It's just a very typical, or not really typical, but a heavy power metal feel song, and it even has like a breakdown in it and stuff.
Hurry up!
Pretending that I will fulfill. I have to come home, big dog.
earth does that only have 7,000 views? And why did some YouTube douche dislike it?
Oh, that's
one guy.
Yeah.
He just banned that guy.
Had to be that guy.
But exactly.
That songs like that remind me of why I love power metal.
Oh, I know. Seriously.
And that breakdown, oh my god.
Oh man, I know. Not just because it's a bunch of dudes singing, but it's an awesome breakdown anyway.
Oh yeah, dude, if it were just like guitars and everything, it'd still be an awesome song.
Yeah, the funny thing is they do write all that stuff on guitar.
Oh really?
Yeah, and then they figure it out vocally.
How many people are in the band?
They have 5 singers and a drummer.
Man, the female vocals, those are female vocals, right?
Yes.
Okay, you said all dudes, and I was like, wait. But, yeah, in the breakdown in the middle, the female vocals are so clean. It's amazing. Because that's pretty high.
Yes.
I was mega impressed.
Yeah, they're a band that really gets, they don't get a lot of enough credit, I think. And I think that's because...
People think it's a joke.
Yeah, I know, and that's the thing. Or they just don't. They think they're not really doing it, or they think that, oh, that's not metal, or just that or the other. And it's like,
that is ridiculous.
I know, like absolutely, it completely is. I mean, the band freaking rules. It's like their music's awesome. Give them credit for being awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I would see them live.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. They play like pretty big festivals and stuff. That's why I don't understand why they're not any more popular than what they are.
Yeah, who knows? People are dumb.
That's
not anyone listening to this podcast, of course.
Oh, not at all.
No way, no way.
Not at all.
So yeah, that song freaking rules, dude. I'm glad you picked that, because that's one of those songs that, you know, I know and I really love it, but I never would have thought to pick it.
Yeah. Yeah, that when we first discussed doing this, I was like, yep, that's on my list.
Awesome. Cool. So that's about it, huh?
Yeah. I guess so.
I think that wraps it up. Yeah, all right, so I'm going to sign this bitch out.
You sound like a professional podcast host. Did you practice or something?
Yeah, seriously.
Yes, I am. How would you know?
Oh, snap. Man, she's showing us up, dude. Man.
Yeah, you guys better get busy. Start practicing.
Awesome. So, I'm going to say goodbye now. This is Jordan B. Sanders, also known as Vortigern Triggle sometimes. I want to use that as a stage name, but I feel like a butthead now that I've, you know, called myself Jordan B. Sanders for so long. It's like...
Jordan B. Sanders is so fun to say, especially when you say Jordan B. Sanders.
Yeah, I know. Because B could stand for anything. Like,
it could.
Badass or butthead.
Could.
So, if people love me, it's awesome. If people hate me, it's awesome.
It just stands for bitches.
Bitches.
Jordan Bitches Sanders.
Yes.
All right, all we need is a goodbye from you, Hammer K.
Yeah, so this is Mike the Hammer K. Klodzinski signing out. Beatrice!
Final blow.
Bet you don't.